Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Stop the war! Stop Putin! Stop the war! Stop Putin! Stop the war!
That is chanting from outside the State House. This morning, at a rally in support of Ukraine, we are having an ongoing conversation this hour about how Russia's invasion of Ukraine is resonating here in Greater Boston. Former Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano is joining us all this hour to help us reflect. Before the break, we spoke with Massachusetts Congressman Jake Auchincloss, a local Ukrainian Olga Lisovska, who's been speaking with us for the last couple of weeks, and we're hearing from you. 1-800-423-8255. We have Jeff on the line now in the North Shore. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I am a peace-loving person, but what I think, and maybe it's crazy, so you can hang up on me, is that right now, NATO and all of these countries should just go in right from behind and take Moscow. Just go right in from behind. He's not looking. He doesn't expect it. Now that I've said it, of course he does. But that's just my opinion. The guy's not going to stop. He's going to keep going. He's not going to stop. He's a lot like Hitler.
I appreciate that call, Jeff. Michael Capuano, you referenced 1937, 1938. Earlier on in our conversation, you hear Jeff there. Quick reaction before we go to our next guest.
Well, I mean, he's not the first one who's going to think about that. I think that most people who have the authority to do anything like that are going to be very hesitant. It's not something the U.S. could do alone. It would have to be done in conjunction with all our allies in Europe, particularly NATO. And I think that it's unlikely that people are going to want to take on an open and full-blown war with a nuclear power. Just reverse it for a moment. If you were Vladimir Putin, and even if the military action worked to a certain extent, if you could still push a button and send 100 nuclear missiles flying as you were going down, is that really the price we want to pay? And I think that that's probably going to deter any direct military action against Moscow.
All right, Congressman, you're talking about practical realities there. And as we thought about the voices we wanted to hear today, I'm going to ask you to stand by. One of the things that we thought about are the practical realities of the politics of this. There is a piece that feels wrong talking about politics at a moment like this, but then a piece that feels pragmatic as well. And last night, Republican State Representative Leonard Mira tweeted and said, quote, "My thoughts and prayers are with the people of Ukraine tonight. May we be united in our opposition to this unprovoked and unjustified invasion," unquote. We took note of the tweet because there are reported tensions within the Republican Party regarding whether to stand with the U.S. official position on this or to follow the lead of former President Donald Trump, who has praised Vladimir Putin in the last few days. So we invited Representative Mira to join us. Representative, you are with the 2nd Essex District. Thank you for coming on air.
Yes, Tiziana, thank you for having me on the air.
So why did you post the tweet last night? What were you thinking about?
Yeah, this is, you know, foreign affairs are not something that a state representative usually gets involved with or even posts on social media about. But yeah, my heart does go out to them. And they certainly my thoughts and prayers. The people of Ukraine are suffering an unprovoked attack, something that's truly unjustified. And yeah, I went on to say that this is a time when we really need to be unified, Tiziana. We really need to be unified in opposition to this unprovoked invasion. And when I say we, I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about all Western democracies. You know, this is a time when we really should get together and, you know, get our ducks in a row and work towards a common goal here. Because Vladimir Putin, well, let's face it, he's a thug. He's invaded countries before. This is not the first time. It probably won't be the last. So at some point, we need to get together and you know, think about the big picture and how are we going to stop this from happening again in the future.
Over the last day or so, have you had a chance to talk to other members of the state GOP? Are they seeing the same need and opportunity for unity here?
No, to be perfectly honest, this is not something we have talked about with other members of the state GOP. I mean, we've got hundreds of issues that we discuss all the time, but they're local in nature. Everything from roads and bridges to funding our schools. We're just about to enter budget season. And so, you know, our conversations are mostly revolve around that. But once again, this is something that I hope we do unify around because this is bad for everyone, everyone in the country and everyone in the Commonwealth.
So last question for you. You've talked about this really local focus. This is international affairs. But what could and can our state legislature do to support local community members who have families overseas, who may be in need of support? How do you think about that?
Boy, that's a great question. you know, I can't help but think, Tiziana, that the main impetus for this invasion is mostly economic. And so perhaps there's an economic settlement that could be reached. And I don't know how to do that locally, but hopefully nationwide, it's something that should be considered. You know, Russia is a petrostate, and so any threat to their exports is a threat to their nation. I mean, I believe 60% of their budget results from their exportation of fossil fuels, mostly in the form of natural gas. And listen, this is a long-term threat to Russia, and I'm sure Putin sees this. We do need to get off fossil fuels. You know, climate change affects Russia as much as it affects us, and it's going to go away at some point. And that's a real threat to his nation. So perhaps this is the time we could be working together towards solutions that benefit all these nations.
All right. Massachusetts State Representative Leonard Mira of the 2nd Essex District, thanks for sharing your thoughts and the call for unity with us today.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I'm going to go back to the phones here, 800-423-8255. We have Yenna on the line in Berlin. Yenna, go ahead. Yenna, do we have you? Okay, we'll see if we can get a hold of Yenna, and I'll briefly turn now back to former Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano to respond to what we just heard from Massachusetts State Representative Leonard Mira there.
Geez, I wish my national Republican friends had that attitude. Honestly, when it comes to war and peace or the potential of world war or whatever this might be, it really does call for unification. This country has to be all rowing in the same direction as best we can. And just stop the political nonsense. And already we've seen some political nonsense out of Washington. It's just stunning to me, to be perfectly honest. This is not an issue where I think reasonable people in America can seriously disagree. This is a thug that has now invaded a sovereign country for no apparent reason other than he wants that country. That's just not good by any standard. I don't care what your philosophy is, or your political persuasion or anything else, that just can't be good. So for me, I really appreciate the statements he just made. And I would hope that every American will share those sentiments. And even though the average American probably cannot do too much to make a difference in this situation at this time, I think as time goes on, we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to make any sacrifices at all to maintain world order and world peace? I hope the answer is yes. I think the answer will be yes for a while and maybe for a long time. But I hope it is a permanent commitment to democracy and freedom across the world. I think we've done it in the past. I think we can and will do it again.
All right. I'd like to bring in another voice now. Joining us is Slava Olenik, a Ukrainian-American living in Framingham. Slava, I appreciate you joining us. How are you?
Good. Well, as good as could be, I guess, given the circumstances.
What have the last 24? Yes, I
can.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you, Slava?
It's been shocking, but unfortunately not unexpected. As many people could foresee something like this coming. It was clear, and that was very, very intimidating to read the news and to see clips of explosions around Ukraine and of what is actually happening there.
So you moved to the U.S. in 1993. You still have family and friends there now. Have you been able to speak with anyone since the invasion began?
Yes, I've been able to speak with my sister who's there, and I've been also using other means of communications to keep in touch with other friends.
How's your sister?
She's all right. She's unharmed, which is good. And she's right now moving away from the capital to a smaller city.
And she's got the ability to do that? She's going to be able to get out?
Well, yes. Yes. It's slow out there because a lot of people are moving at the moment. And it's expected that things are very hectic. Huge lines at the gas stations, and things are not as orderly as sometimes people would like to be. But things are moving along.
So you live in Framingham, your family, your kids. May I ask you, are you talking with your kids about what's happening right now, and how are you talking with them about it?
My boys are a little older. They're 10 and 12, and they're at the age that they comprehend what is happening. They don't know all the details, but they were aware that Russia was preparing something. They knew that there were problems with Russia, that part of Ukraine was at war already since 2014, and they traveled with me to Ukraine last year, but I'm not keeping them up on all the details of all the developments, because it's probably a little too much for them to handle.
And what do you want from your neighbors, the greater Boston community right now, Slava?
I guess as a greater Boston community all together, we have to understand that Putin is a thug who learned the history very well, took a few notes from Nazi Germany, and he's playing by the old book. However, what we all must understand, that it's not just about Ukraine. It's about stability in Europe, because he will, if given a chance, he will go further. He will challenge the NATO resolve. He will challenge the world order. And most importantly, we should not fear him.
All right.
We should be able to stand up and help Ukraine as much as physically possible.
Slava Olenik is a Ukrainian-American currently living in Framingham. I wish your family in Ukraine well. Thank you for joining us, Slava.
Thank you very much for having me.
1-800-423-8255 to join this conversation. We took another shot at getting Yena back on the line. Yena's in Berlin. Yena, go ahead.
Hi. I was born in 1968, in Prague, just a few months before the Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia. And the entire world stood by and did absolutely nothing. And I hope that this doesn't happen now. I am talking to my friends in Prague. They're afraid. And so we need to do something to stop this.
Yena, I can hear how worried you are.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for sharing your concerns with us. Congressman, Yena just brings home how personal this is, even here in our Massachusetts community, Mike Capuano.
Well, it's obviously heartbreaking to hear that, but it's not surprising. People need to remember that Prague was once crushed by the Soviet Union not that long ago in my lifetime, and only before the lifetime of some of your listeners. This is not new for the Russian leaders of the past. I think many of us, including me, had hoped that they were beyond this kind of approach to the world, but clearly Mr. Putin is not. He seems to have an iron grip on Russian politics and government. And I think it is critically important to keep an eye on what his next steps are. Again, the Ukraine in and of itself is a problem, but if this bleeds into, and I do guess I mean the word bleed, into the Baltic states of Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia or Poland or to Czechoslovakia or whatever, Czech and Slovakia, that becomes the beginning of World War III. And to think that we could stay out of it would be short-sighted and ridiculous. That's just not possible. If that happens, it will be a world war. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what does. And your previous caller, who obviously has relations in Ukraine, to say you're not scared of Putin, I am. Part of my fear, no, my fear doesn't mean if we don't do anything.
Right.
It just means I am concerned when I can't figure out why somebody would do what they're doing. I guess I understand it to some extent, but I don't understand the feelings that drive the need to dominate everybody when you already got Russia to dominate. Why does it need to dominate Ukraine and Georgia and Chechnya and on and on and on?